Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
But first, take a listen to Pharrell Williams talking about the Olympics.
The idea that we get to, like, you know, remind people that at one point the Olympics actually had, like, the arts as a section that, like, ran all these competitions, sculpture, architecture, just visual arts, like the idea that we get to put the arts back in. And maybe by 2028, not this year, but why not take this moment to raise that awareness?
Yeah, so the musician turned designer was speaking at a Louis Vuitton event in Paris, and he says that he wants to reintroduce the arts back in to the Olympic competition. And I'd love to hear listeners' views on this today. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Noel is with me on the line. Noel, do you think it's welcome news?
Yes, good afternoon to you, Andrea. Yes, I think it would be very much so. And I said, Pharrell Williams' comments would come again, like, you know, the greatest show on earth is the Olympic Games. It's great sporting competition. It's just wonderful to see athletes representing their countries competing on a physical level. But we say on an intellectual or spiritual or aesthetic level, what was once the Art Olympiad ran from the Stockholm Games in 1912, introduced by one of the founding fathers of the modern Olympics, Pierre de Coubertin, right up to the post-war games in 1948 in London. And yes, I would. And Ireland really has a really great history, not as well known or as exposed, we'll say, to the people who compete on the track and the boxing ring and the tennis courts or whatever. Mm. But yes, because it's, again, it's another arm or wing or an advancement to who we are as individuals, and no better place than what the Olympic Games, what they were founded and what they're about, Andrea.
Because the arts, or certainly aspects of the arts, were previously included in the Olympics. So what Pharrell Williams is talking about is the reintroduction of that.
Yeah, well, you go back to the ancient Olympic Games, you had people like the philosophers, whether it's Plato or Aristotle or Homer and the Iliad and Pindar, the poet, and they would have all honoured by writing great odes and great segments of literature, or composers of the day writing music of winners of the ancient Olympic Games. 776 to 3 or 4 AD, 700-800 years. And then when they revived again in Athens in Greece in 1896 by Coubertin, he always had it that he would like to introduce the arts back into the Olympic Games. And they came then in the 1912 Games in Stockholm. I'm going to say we push up to 1924, when we first competed as a free state in the Olympic Games. And a great sporting question that would trip many people up: well, what was Ireland's first medal? Well, it was a silver medal in the painting competition by Jack Yeats. For the Liffey swim. And you know, you had in the bronze medal category, Joyce's friend Gogarty won it for Ode to the Talton Games, which was to come a couple of weeks later. And you have the categories of painting and sculpture, music, literature, architecture, and, you know, a jury awarded medals if they were good enough or they merited enough. And they were just part of what the Olympic ideals and the concept is.
You've obviously a keen interest, Noel, in this. You're passionate about seeing the arts brought back in.
Yeah, well, I always would class myself as having a great history or having great interest or enthusiasm in the Olympic Games or in Olympism. But it's only, say, in the last 20 years when I got to read about this other section of the Arts Olympiad, which ran in conjunction with the Olympic Games. I know after 48, they kind of were a fringe event. Or you still have in Paris over the next couple of weeks, you'll have cultural events running at the Sorbonne and various places, the Opera House.
Okay.
But to say have them back in, as we say, like, I don't mean, with competition with a small C, where people will be judged in these categories again, and probably made to maybe stand on their podium and hear their national anthem played, I think it would be wonderful.
Stay with us, Noel, if you don't mind, because a couple of other callers in the line. Liam is with us. Liam is from St. Bridget's Boxing Club in Offaly. Liam, should the arts form part of the Olympics?
After listening to that lad, I don't know. He puts a good argument up. But the reason they were taken out, I just checked it myself, is they were deemed professional and the Olympics was deemed amateur. So that's why they actually lost their place in 1954, because the people that were competing in the art session were deemed professionals. But our flag bearer today, Shane Lowry, an awfully man like myself, brilliant to have it, is a professional. So I suppose the argument there for that is gone. But I personally, would I like to see it back in? No, I've watched every Olympics that I possibly can from the time I was able to watch a TV, and I will sit from 6:15 this evening to 10:15 tonight watching
all. I'll watch
the whole lot, and I'll actually go to Paris next.
For the boxing.
I coach with Sierra Leone, an African country, and I would. We didn't qualify anyone this year. We had to be a week and off Asian, but I would be given accreditation to attend the Olympics and the Olympic Village and all that.
Brilliant.
So yeah, I'll definitely go. But the reason I wouldn't like to see them coming back in, like, boxing's my number one sport, right? There's no question about that. And at the moment, we've only got 6 categories for women, and we've only got 7 categories for men. And there's a lot of the weights not catered for. Like, there's people like that boxed all their life, and they're as good as the boxers that's out there. Mm. And they can't go because specifically there's not a weight for them. I would rather see the equal weights in men for men and women in the boxing rather than bring in another sport, because
some other sport is
going to lose out for it. You know what I mean? And that, but to me, the Olympics is about legs. Like everyone, and I'm not a runner, but like I hate saying this, but if Kelly wins a double gold or Aoife wins a gold and one of the runners win a gold, the goal for the running will be held in more esteem in the people in the country.
Do you
feel that, Liam? 100%.
We overlook the boxing a bit. But we've won, so many medals.
Even the rowing. If the rowing guys, if we win a medal on the Igleg track, to me, that's the Olympics. Now, I'm not taking, if Kelly Harrington wins a medal, brilliant, you know what I mean? And I'll sing all the praises and I'll be a proud man, because boxing is the top Olympic sport. But to me, the Olympics is about legs. I'm looking forward to the 100 metres, the 1500 metres. You know what I mean? That's where I... what I'm trying to say, people have a different view of where they look at the Olympics.
Yeah. Okay.
But the Olympics, to me, it comes from the legs and it pins out from there.
Let me bring in artist Asbestos is with us, Liam, on the line, if you don't mind. Just stay with me, because I just want to get a couple of different opinions and thoughts on this. Would you like Asbestos to be included in the Olympics or have an opportunity to go?
Yeah, I think it's quite fascinating, the thought of bringing it back. If you look at some of the sports that are being introduced, something like surfing or skateboarding, gymnastic sports have been in for a long time. There is such a strong artistic element within those, creative and inspirational elements. So the overlap with all of those things is quite interesting. I think the difference is probably that art has changed so much since the time of Jack B. Yeats and actually another artist, Letitia Marion Hamilton, who won in 1924 with the painting of the Hunt, I think, like a Hunt painting in these. So, yeah, the art has changed an awful lot in the last 100 years. There's so many other outlets, whether it's street art or whether it's painting, sculpture, film, all these other things. It's expanded so much that it's such a... It's probably hard to pin down.
Subjective as well. You know, like, how would you judge who's the gold medal winner at art in the Olympics?
Well, that'd become very contentious, even more so now. But yeah, it was amazing. I don't know how they did it at the time, but like Yeats won and Letitia won and Oliver St. John Gogarty won, I think, for poetry. So all of these things were very subjective. And yeah, there's obviously I don't know if they'd arrest anyone for taking drugs. I think probably
doping in the arts of the Olympics, yeah, be a whole other controversy. All right, but it's funny though. Like, how, you know, what would we even categorise as the arts? Like, would we include music in it?
Exactly.
Would we have poetry?
I think music was. I think poetry, painting, sculpture. But then you've got like dance, you've got theatre, you've got
things.
You've got film now. So there's so many different things. Like, and even artists do everything now. I do everything from murals to sculpture to making film. It's such a wide range of things.
The other thing you could consider, though, and Liam, like something that Asbestos mentioned there a few moments ago, there's a lot of new categories and new games and new sports that are included in the Paris Olympics 2024. Like breakdancing is part of it. We've skateboarding, we've surfing. So why not expand it, Liam, to the arts?
Because you're going to lose out on other sports. Other sports are going to me, it's a sporting event. Like, I know the argument there, like, if you come back to the local in Ireland community games, it's all about legs, but yet there's chess and there's painting and there's all sorts of other events that run alongside the community games. Like, there is an argument for it to be there, but at the expense of some other sport. No. You know what I mean? I think there's a bigger argument to bring the full boxing weights, the 10 weights in male and female, and bring in someone to show painting. You know what I mean? Like, look, even though it has an argument to be there, to me, the Olympic Games is about a sporting event. It's about sport, and it's groomed. That's what I've grown up with. I wouldn't be gone in it.
Do you think, Asbestos, there would be support for inclusion of the arts in the Olympics?
I think at this stage there probably wouldn't. I'm probably more in agreement with Lee, even though I'd love to do it. I think there are some sports out there. Like we're doing great in the rugby sevens. We have amazing gymnasts. We have so many different things. And like even some of the sports that are in at the moment, I think there's some talk of potentially boxing and rowing being dropped in some of the Olympics in the future. So the sports are going in and out. I'd love it personally, but my personal opinion is obviously very tainted by the fact that it's just fascinating to see, and I'd love to see it.
Well,
I think the one advantage of it maybe is the fact that it wouldn't actually necessarily be that expensive a thing to do because it'd just be more an exhibition. So it may be just kind of a fun element to bring in one year.
Maybe into down the line. Caoimhe Lavelle is on the line. Caoimhe is a Dublin artist and a poet. Would you like the opportunity to take part in the Olympics, Caoimhe?
I've got kind of mixed feelings on it because I do kind of, I see the appeal of having such a global platform for the arts. My issue would be that I think even on the sports side of things, I personally consider it quite an outdated way of showing human excellence. And I also think it can be quite quite exploitative on
which the Olympics
athletes. Yeah, I do think in a way in that like it can be very cruel, very cutthroat, very competitive. And I also have an issue with the lack of bodily autonomy that the athletes have.
Sure, are all sort of big international competitions not like that?
Sorry, like
are all of the big international competitions like the World Championships or the European Championships? They're not all the same in terms of the level of the competitive nature and how cutthroat it is.
Yeah, I do. I think that's true. I wouldn't just be a fan of competition in the arts. I guess is the
okay.
You know, just
so leave it as it is. Just don't bother it. With the reintroduction or any chat of reintroduction of the arts into it. You think it?
Well, I think there's something there as an idea to kind of create some kind of comparable global platform. But I don't think the element of competition really makes sense. Mm. I do think there's enough competition in the marketplace in the art world for opportunities. And I also understand the kind of subjectivity issues that we'd have, especially.
And like, would you even include then? Like, I mean, you know, I suppose you could argue that movies, music, that too, all falls under the category of the arts as well. You know, where do you draw the line? Does it become a kind of another BAFTAs or a Grammys?
Yeah, I think, that competition is there. You know, in every industry. So I don't see, I guess, the need in particular. It was news to me, actually, that the Jack B. Yeats painting Liffey Swim was a silver medal
at the Olympics. Paris, actually.
Yeah.
1924, however. Yeah. It's very interesting, and that's why Pharrell Williams is talking about it, is more looking at the reintroduction of it. Stuart is on the line. Stuart, do you think this is a good idea?
Not particularly, Andrea. Not particularly. I think it'd be, you know, first of all, you know, the viewing element of it wouldn't be great crack, would it? you know, let's sit down and watch somebody paint a painting, you know. I can't imagine that would be something brilliant to watch. And it'd be too subjective. You couldn't judge it. I mean, how do you judge it? Like, I know you're talking about Jack the Yates winning, but back in the day, but the world was a very different place back then.
True.
Probably the people who were judging it was a very colonial judging panel from, you know, Western European countries, probably. But, you know, if you're having art submitted by Japanese or First Nationers or something like that, who'd be the judge of that? You know, who'd take on that responsibility to try and make a call on that?
Yeah.
I don't see how it would work. You know, and you know, predominantly it's the Olympic Games. It's a sporting event. Now it's driven itself into corporate hell at the moment these days. You know, with the money and all this kind of stuff, and the cost to put on the game. But no, I don't see it. I don't see a place for art and the art in the Olympic Games. It's just too subjective.
Yeah. Okay. Listener here says, I think art should be reintroduced to the Olympics and they should get rid of the ridiculous horse dancing. The Olympics are about sport, Eurovision, says this. It's about sport, says this listener. Eurovision is about music, and there's countless of other artistic competitions in the world without the artists having to get into the Olympics as well. Texter tells us there's an Olympic art exhibition in Waterford. It's happening in Waterford Gallery right now, if anybody's interested in that. Another listener wondering how art is so subjective, so how could you manage to judge a poem with the Olympics? Michael says we should get rid of rugby, football and other professional events. And yes, absolutely, we should go back and include the arts. And finally, there's another message here from a listener who suggests that the reason the arts were taken out is that nobody wants to watch paint dry. Literally. I mean, it's bad enough letting breakdancing back into the Olympics, but what's next? Snakes and ladders. Keep them coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Would you like to see the arts reintroduced to the Olympics?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.